Mini-episode 832 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 832. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Fargo episode 3.3. Here are the top five developments coming out of the third season's second episode. Number five, Gloria's investigation begins with only one step, but it points her in the right direction. She now knows about the man who took the phone book page that pointed toward her stepfather and the tragedy that ensued. Her other time was spent tangling with her new boss and attending to the old man's affairs, but she'll surely be moving on a path right toward Ray Stussy shortly. Number four, we're being set up to see Gloria as quite a Luddite, but maybe that's just a swerve. Mechanized doors don't open for her, she can't work her cell phone very well, her new boss has chastised her for not utilizing computerized records. In short, we're being set up to believe that these traits are going to work against her in the modern world. Remember, however, one tantalizing clue to this case that was deposited in cyberspace in the season opener. Nikki bragging on Facebook about how well she and Ray did in their bridge tournament, a tournament that she had to illegally cross state lines to enter with a boyfriend that she's not legally allowed to have. This is just a stab in the dark, but maybe it's Gloria who somehow comes across this information in the course of compiling her investigation. Number three, V.M. Varga shows that he means business. From moving the materials in the large truck right into one of the parking lots, to annexing a chunk of Emmett's business, to brutally disposing of Emmett's lawyer after his hapless attempts to investigate, this season's big bad was making his presence felt on all fronts. And while his mere menacing presence failed to get his point across in the season opener, he has now fully succeeded in communicating the situation to Emmett and Cy. They are, in his words, trapped. Number two, the Stussy brothers are locked into war by the devils on their shoulders. Cy discouraged Emmett's thoughts of appeasing his younger brother, while Nikki's gross actions toward Emmett ensured that Ray would not be making peace even if he wanted to. And Cy's destruction of Ray's Corvette, which was already just limping along, took the fury to a new level. Both Cy and Nikki intend to remain central in the lives of their respective Stussies, and each clearly fears what a reconciliation between the brothers could do to that centrality. Each, working without knowledge of what the other was doing, worked in a simpatico manner to achieve their selfish goals. Number one, the war between the Stussies looks to achieve new levels of ugliness. Neither brother can afford the distraction of having to fend off the other, but the lust for vengeance is going to consume them both. Emmett's dealing with the ramifications of what he thought was a loan, but is an investment from monsters that has materialized into the kudzu that is swallowing his company whole. Ray's still got to worry about staying one step ahead of the law, since he was the co-participant in a murder with a girlfriend that he's not even legally allowed to have. There are now echoes of Season 2 with the Kansas City and Fargo crime family wars. In this analogy, Emmett would clearly be KC, and Ray would be the seemingly outmatched Prairie Clan, with Vargo continuing his hostile takeover of Emmett's business, and Gloria set to discover the family feud in upcoming episodes. We know that we're in for another great season of Fargo. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.